views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you might be in your time zone, you tuned in to the right station, Black Talk Radio Network. It is Monday morning. Matter of fact, the last Monday in March. I am your host, the most honorable and humble Andrea James. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to just be honest with you just for a second. I just woke up maybe about a half hour ago. But I knew that I would be ready for today's show. I want to thank my father for waking me up. And even though he woke me up a half hour ago, I'm still good with that. And I want to let mommy, daddy, and ancestors know I got an internet radio show. And this is a place where I want you to be inspired to live your dreams and never give up. And my guest this morning, he was scheduled to be on the show once before, but he had a previous engagement and he just couldn't make it, but he is ready today. His name is Andrew Balcom. And I just tell you a real quick backstory. We have a mutual friend in Chicago. And a couple of years ago, our friend, who I call King David, just happened to mention Andrew. And as soon as Andrew and I met, we clicked. And he's just a wonderful person. And I couldn't wait to have him on my show. Matter of fact, I was using one of his products yesterday, Andrew's RSR. And it sure did the work. And somebody else saw that it did the work as well. But Andrew Balcom is a true visionary who has created success for himself one step at a time. He's had over 17 years experience in concept development, graphic designing, and branding for several Fortune 500 companies. His backstory will keep you inspired, and he is just a wealth of information. So make sure that you have your tablets, whether it's your electronic tablets or your writing tablets and pen, as I do it the old-fashioned way, that we will be able to hear from our guest, the one and only, and I call him King Andrew. I call all the men kings, and I call all the women queens. So again, if you're listening for the very first time this morning, I welcome you, and you're going to be in for a wonderful, awesome ride. You're going to be truly, truly amazed at the backstories of each one of my guests each week, and Andrew Balcom is just the latest one. So at this particular time, I would love to welcome my guest, Andrew Balcom, all the way from Miami, Florida. Andrew, are you there, yes. McKean? Good morning.
How are you?
Woo! I tell you, I just woke up half hour ago, but I'm ready to go. When my feet hit the floor, bam, I'm done. Even if I got to do a Monday morning live radio show, it sounds like I've been up for hours, right? Let me just ask you one question real quick. How's the weather there in Miami this morning?
It is actually about 90, almost, no, 84. 84
degrees. Well, I am just Also, I know you weren't ready and you had some other things to do last time, but now you can, the cat's out the bag and you can talk about your projects. Before I forget, let me just start out by saying, for any of my listening audience who want to call in and ask our illustrious guests questions, or you have comments or concerns for me, you can dial 866-510-9025. And I believe there's another number for those in Canada, which is, I don't see that number yet, but I'll have it for you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That number is 704, I believe. Yeah, 704-802-5056. So when you call either one of those numbers, please hit star star twice. We have a guest, if you have a guest, no, that's another information to give later. But if you have a question or concern for our guest or comment, you hit star star. So Andrew Baucom, I am strapped in. I'm ready to go. Let's get to your story, which is, when you told it to me the first time, I had to sit down because I didn't believe it. But now I know you and I know how a hardworking person that you are. So you had to go through what you went through in order to get to where you are today, my king. The floor is yours.
Right. Well, first I want to start off by saying I really thank God for actually using me as a vessel to inspire a lot of young people to go after their dreams and never give up. And from, you know, the moment we met, you know, I went through the ups and the downs and moving forward with a lot of the accomplishments that I want to get done. And it was a lot of challenging situations, but I got to say I really thank God for helping me through all those obstacles that helped me get through them. Yes, and one of my real closest friends, he lost his mom, and
condolences. Condolences to King David, his mom passing.
Yeah, it was pretty tough on him, and knowing that it's going to be a little challenging for him to make it through, but as always, you know, as long as you keep your eyes on the Father, you can make it through. But I definitely want to share some exciting things that's happening in my life right now, and it all started with a vision and a dream that I had about getting involved in a product that actually works. And the cleaner actually works. It actually works. And you know, a lot of different cleaners out there, you know, they just, you know, they say they work, but they really don't. And, our product really works. And so I really like the fact that we actually have something that people can actually use, not only just for cars, but they can actually take this product and take it in their household. And some of those hard stains that you're trying to get out, this product can really help you out. I actually had one guy who actually used the product on removing some rust and actually moved the rust off this sign that he was trying to remove. And just, again, stuff that I haven't even tried yet. People let me know, man, this product actually works on all kinds of materials. And I'm like, yes,
well,
it does.
If I can chime in real quick about rust, I just happened to back into a pole that was rusty. And even though my bumper is rubber, the rust it stuck on my bumper. So the person that worked on my car yesterday, I said, wow, let me show you this product. And he's into cars anyway. And I pulled out the Andrews RSR spray. I sprayed it on there. As soon as I sprayed it on there, the dress just started just dripping down. Dripping down. And he says, oh, my gosh. And one of the things I didn't think to do was take a picture before and after. But where I have to go, that's one of the things that, oh, well, we're really not going to ding you for the rust on your bumper. So when I go back, there's no going to be no rust on my bumper. And I'm saying, wait a minute,
right.
This is a rubber vehicle, a bumper. So how can there be rust? And it didn't take the paint off. It just, and it left a nice glossy coat. So thank you for that, Andrew's RSR, which I know you're going to mention it if you haven't already. So go ahead. I just want to throw that in real, that it works.
Absolutely. It absolutely works. You know, I get photos from people actually using it. They use it on a carpet, use it on, you know, anything that's, you know, your car, use it on the exterior, the interior, inside the car. I mean, a lot of people are, one of the things is one of the guys had some really bad rims for his Porsche. And, you know, the brake dust and kind of caked up on real bad. And sometimes it's very difficult for them to get it off. And actually, they used my cleaner and it took it right off. They sent in some pictures and they was pretty impressed on the results. So Andrew's rubber stain remover really works really well.
And what's the website for Andrew's rubber stain remover?
It's Andrews, AndrewsRSR, AndrewsRSR.com.
That's, it's, and it smells good too. And it works. That's bottom line. It works. I even did the interior of my car on Saturday morning. But what I want to hear, again, because it's also inspiring, is back when you were a young man, about 20 something years old, and what happened to you one day when you were I'm not sure how you got in a position, but when you got in that chair and you slept for a time period and the things started to change after that.
Yes, basically what happened was you know, I asked God about being a great designer, and I went to sleep, and I woke up and I couldn't talk for 3 days, and I was like, what's up with this? Not being able to talk for 3 days is kind of weird. And so the following night I went to sleep, it was almost like somebody took a pitcher of water and just poured it over my head. Well, it was like a picture of designs and just visions and everything you could possibly think of was coming up. And it went on, and then the next day I woke up, I still couldn't talk. 2 more days later, when I was able to start talking, I started telling my mom about the vision and the dream and stuff that I had. And then all of a sudden I started designing logos, and I just couldn't stop. It just kept going and going and going. And so many pictures and so many different designs and things I'm seeing in the future and all this stuff. So I just kept writing and writing and writing. And so eventually I just got so tired of writing. I had about 6 to 7 binders full of designs. And then I got my first client doing this logo. And he gave me my, I'll never forget, $250 for something that only took me 5 minutes to do. You know, from there I just started exercising my talent, and I got my first contract with the United States Post Office for $250,000. And then I started doing stuff for McDonald's, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Porsche, and it just went on and on from there.
Okay, are you still there, Andrew?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, because you're going in and out. Are you happening to be in that fancy car this morning?
Yes, I am. And actually, I'm looking forward to getting my new Porsche Panamera. And also, I forgot to add to you is that I'm getting ready to purchase a dealership. So that's the
what?
Thing on the level.
No, what? No. What? Andrew, can you say that again, please?
Get ready to purchase a dealership.
Of what?
We're looking into luxury high-end cars, so which works perfectly with what I got going on. So I'm betting
okay.
That,
you will definitely be the first person that I know that owns a car dealership. Hi, I'm wow. I tell you. Sometimes when we don't talk and then you do a follow-up with me, you just blow me away. I'm glad I'm sitting down for that one. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's been kind of low-key, so I haven't said anything about it. So I figured since I was going on the show today, I kind of mention it just a little bit.
Well, when you do a grand opening, I definitely want to be in the house. Wow.
Yes, you will be there for this one because this is pretty huge. It's something. The way we are doing this is pretty unique. You know, with me and my creative concepts and ideas, it's got to be stellar.
Did you happen to see that in your future car dealership?
Yes. Everything is lining up.
Well, I think maybe that's one reason you went from Southern California to back to Miami, Florida. So these opportunities can continue to unfold for you.
Wow. Well, you know, the one thing is you have to make sacrifices. A lot of times people don't want to do that because they're comfortable doing what they're doing every day. And I'm not comfortable. I love creating and creating. Coming up with ways to help people. So I'm excited about it.
Well, you got to help yourself first, and it sounds like that's what you've done. That's what's interesting. At an early age, you realized that there was something not right. You had a series of dreams, and then after those dreams, things just started popping for you. Doors started opening, and you haven't turned back from. You haven't looked back from that. You just continually move forward. To the point that you're saying, okay, well, whatever's coming my way, let me embrace it. And you definitely have. Did you happen to go to school for any of this, or was just similar to what you would call on-the-job training?
Well, yes, I never went to school for it. You know, sometimes education comes with experience. And you know, when you set a goal for something, the first thing you have to do is get educated in it. And it's enough stuff on Facebook, YouTube, the internet, you know, there's so much stuff out there that, you know, once you start setting a goal on what you want to accomplish, you can go after the education part of it, you know, get the basics down first. And once you understand the basics, then you can maybe look into getting more advanced in it. But the most important thing is to understand the basics of what you're trying to do and go at it like a lion.
Well, it sounds like you got the basics down, my king.
Mm-hmm.
That's just your... you've never stopped, even though L.A. didn't provide you the opportunities for you moving back to Florida. You put things and you drove across country right around Christmas holidays. I talked to you before you left. And next time I talked to you that you were in Miami, Florida, and things have really opened up for you there. You've come in contact with your mentors and your investors, and everything is just how do you say it? You found the genie, and right. you've rubbed the lamp, and you're off and running. So,
yeah,
what's your
I have to say this, and this is what I can say that can inspire a lot of people. When you really want something really bad, and you really want to do something. That's out there that probably have never been done before. You can do it. You just have to continue to push. What I didn't tell you, which is probably most people would say you're crazy, but, you know, some of the most amazing wealthy people are the ones that you consider crazy. I actually drove from California to Miami in 37 hours with no sleep.
Yeah, you told me that. That's inconceivable.
And only thing I did was put gas in the car, get something to eat, and kept rolling. Well, I wanted to get here so bad that I was willing to risk it. But again, most people say you're crazy, you should have got some sleep or whatever. But when I got here, I mean, things just start happening really rapidly because I had a mission. And when you have a mission, you have a vision and a dream, you just got to go at it like that. And I understood what people say is that, you know, you can work so hard where you forget to sleep. And I was driving so much that I couldn't even think about sleeping.
And well, I'm sure your sleep has recovered since then. Wow.
I know it is. I slept like 2 days. That's the other thing. When you crash, boy, it's interesting. But, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you made it there. And from there, you're right in your element. Things are falling into place one step at a time with everything that you're doing. So I don't know if you have young people that you're mentoring there, are going to start a mentoring program or write a book. You did write a book, which is on another subject, but that's also keeps you going as well. You're clearing the roadmap for others that may want to come follow you, right?
Right.
Again, you're on Facebook under Andrew Balcom or andrewbalcom.com, and was seeing each other from the top, or at the top, not from the top. Mm-hmm. And you're leaving a legacy for your family.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's the goal.
And that's one of the things. One of the things you say, never give up. And that's, you're proving that never giving up, this is what can happen in your life as well. Have you had any roadblocks since you moved back as far as getting your projects done, or it's been all green lights?
Well, it's always some roadblocks. You have to have those challenges. And a lot of times, you know, it starts with, you know, when you set out a goal or something for that day or something like that, there's always something there to try to set you back. But you just got to remember that you have to continue to push through those adversities and accomplish what you're trying to get done, because you're going to have some roadblocks. So, yeah, a lot of times you have roadblocks to try to stop you or try to deter you away from your dreams, but you can't stop somebody like me. I got too much ammo.
Yeah, you're fully packed. And yeah. you coming with the coming like gangbusters.
Yeah.
And well, you're doing it all legal, too.
It has to be done legal. One of the most important things is that, you know, it was something that I read about The Secret, and the universe will give you everything you ask for. And so a lot of times you're just not ready for it. But a lot of things are lining up to what you want when you start moving towards that direction. But you also have to remember that you have to give up a sacrifice, and that sacrifice could be the old habits that you have. And you're wondering why you keep getting the same results. It's because you keep doing the same exact thing over and over and over and over. And so you're going to continue to get the same results over and over and over and over until you make the sacrifice to change. And when you change, that is when you actually see the dynamic of your visions being realized.
Well, let me ask you, what did you do different to get different results?
The first thing I did was I started doing an assessment of myself, realized, okay, what I do, how much time does it take, what I'm getting out of it, and what happens if I change this particular way of me doing this. And the moment I started doing those things, I started recognizing the change.
Is that all it took? That sounds pretty easy. That's for...
Really? It sounds easy, but it's called putting the action behind it, you know? It's the same thing with when you working out, you know, sometimes you wonder how come you're not getting cut. Sometimes you wonder how come things are not moving fast or how you're not eating. I mean, all those things play a part of the results that you're looking for. And so if you continue to do the same thing, then you're not going to get those results, definitely, if it's not been, if you're not getting the results that you're doing it for. So you have to understand that a coach will actually give you the right tools to get you to accomplish the results that you're really looking for. And
well, that
comes with studying.
And that's, you say, dedication, meaning sometime if you're a single person, you may have to sacrifice a little bit of that dating life, but that will mm-hmm. eventually fall into place. Or if you have a family, sometimes the hours spent with the kids or the wife or the spouse, you have to give a little bit of that up, but you're also building a legacy, and you're still a young man. So in the next, 10, 15 years, you're going to be a definitely big baller and just changing people's lives with either the dealership or the cleaner. But you also have a couple of other products, the Shoe Like New, and then also My Print Vibe. And these are My Print Vibe. I know that's something that you invented yourself that nobody else is doing. And you're blazing the trail for being creative. And that's, you're a true person of being able to live your dreams and never give up. That's, and you're just come up with one thing after another as far as you're an author, as inspirational, motivational coach as well to the people that you come across. I'm looking forward to when you're standing in front of the room motivating the people that come to hear you, and they walk away and say, oh my gosh, I want to be very similar to Andrew Balkin because I believe in what he did and his story. He never gave up. And it's excuse me, in never giving up, there's going to be some obstacles that we face. I know you told me a couple of stories where things didn't actually work out and you were just kind of, oh my gosh, and I just could hear it in your voice. But now it's a couple of years later and you're where you said you wanted to be. You're right there. Mm-hmm. And you're not living in a lap of luxury yet. But when the businesses that you have, you're tapping into definitely niche markets to the point that you're blazing trails there with the different businesses. Let me ask you this. How many actual businesses are you that are under your belt that are up and running?
9.
Not 1, not 2. Not 5 or 6. You said 9.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Really? That's I didn't even know that it was 9. But is that including now the dealership, or the dealership will make
it
10?
That will make it 10. In order to be, as they say, a multi-millionaire, you have to have multiple streams of income coming in. And so that's always been my goal as a young entrepreneur, is to have multiple streams.
Well, with multiple streams of income. We're on the air right now with today's entrepreneur, and you can get us by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com, or you can dial in to 866-510-9025. A friend of mine just called me on the phone and I put him on speaker right now to let him know that today's entrepreneur is on live. And since he might be working, he might be able to only call in to 866 510-9025 or 704-802-5056. Hit ** and you'll be in the queue. But now we are at the bottom of the hour. How we went so fast. We're getting ready to take a station break, and we will be right back. So stay black. You hear that, brother?
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Okay, it didn't go anywhere, I hope not, and I just had to tell my friend that to call in. Wow, Andrew, that's another friend called and said, are you busy this morning? I had to call and remind, text and remind him that I have an internet radio show at from 8 to 9 a.m., and he's in Alabama. So we're hopefully people are calling in or listening in from all over. It's and Andrew, I'm glad I'm sitting down this morning because you're blowing me away. That when I'm ready from my porch, if I, but the only thing about a Porsche is I can't be in the back seat and my personal driver in the front seat. I've never seen anybody personally chauffeur somebody in the Porsche. But I could be in the front seat and my driver would be in the driver's seat. So that's something for me to look forward to. But you have the product Print My Vibe. Is that something that you want to share this morning? Because that's a concept that nobody is doing that you thought of with your thinking outside the box products.
Yes, Print My Vibe is actually a new concept that I had to help people get established pretty quickly and help them grow their business.
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, basically what it is that if you're trying to start your own printing business and you need some tools and stuff to help you get going on the printing, basically you can actually go to our website and see, you know, the tools that we have, and actually you can get your own print website. Now, the cool thing with this is that every time somebody order printing from your website, you get paid. Now, every time you sign somebody else up, they want the same exact thing that you have. You actually make a commission off of everything that they do as well. So it's something new that it's not the system is not new because people, you know, obviously heard of Amway and all these other different companies like Herbalife and stuff like that. But it never been done in the printing industry. So that's something that we testing out to see how that works. And, so far, so good. People are starting to gravitate to it because we all know that everybody needs some sort of printing.
Well, let me just say, for those who are calling in for the first time, or if you've been here each and every week, as I have some people that do follow me every week, and I thank you, those people, they know who you are, people in the office, people that work from home. I want to thank you all for listening in every week, whether you in the north, the east, the west, and the south. You are definitely in the right place at the right time. And please call in to 866-510-9025 or 704-802-5056. 5056. Hit **. If you want to make a comment, have a question for our guest or for your host, Andrea James, or if there's something that you want to share on today's topic, we welcome your calls this Monday morning. And it's also there's another product that you have, which is Shoe Like New. If you were finished talking about the Print My Vibe, but Print My Vibe does the T-shirts. What actual products? Before we switch to the third business, I don't know how many other ones we're going to talk about this morning, but you can share as many of them as you want. Are you a website designer and you do apps as well?
Yes, I do. I actually develop websites and actually design logos and do the graphic design for brochures, flyers, you name it, and apps. So, and that's all the creativity part of it that come with the whole thing, and that's probably the reason why. Well, I know that's the reason why I have so many different business set up here, because simple fact that it's fun. It's like every project is new, kind of like creating a new brochure, flyer type deal.
Mind you, today's subject is driving your dream, and Andrew Balcom now has 10 dreams that he's driving, and one of them he's going to be actually driving very soon, which is you came out here in California with what, 3 businesses, and you go back there to Miami and the 3 has multiplied. What, 3 times 3 is 9? And you're just sounds like fertile ground for you there in Miami, Florida. And you have another product that is Shoe Like New. That was one of the first ones I think I heard you talk about, was Shoe Like New.
Correct. Yeah, the Shoe Like New is pretty awesome. It's great for these kids that actually have dirty shoes and they want something that just works pretty fast. And so basically what you do is you just take it, spray it, and wipe it off. The good thing is you don't have to necessarily have a damp rag or brush or any of that nature. A lot of it, you can just use a napkin. And I can use napkins to just move dirt so fast. So it's pretty unique.
Can a young person become an entrepreneur and a distributor of the product Shoe Like New?
Of course, they can actually buy it at wholesale and sell it for the same way they sell it for and double their money. You can actually make 100% profit.
You said 100% profit?
Mm-hmm.
How much would it take them to get started with a Shoe Like New?
They can get started with ordering as many as they want. They can start with $50, $100. And then they can make $200 off of it, $300. There's so many ways you can make money off of it. That stuff is amazing.
You're definitely a trailblazer, Andrew Balcom. I just can't say it enough to meet a young man such as yourself who, number one, your jeans aren't, or your pants aren't sagging. And
no, you can't do that.
You're not using the foul language. You are a very handsome young man, and you dress proper, and you're just a shining example of what can happen when you live your dreams, step out on faith, never give up, and when the obstacles come in your way, you said, or you put the brakes on, you said, oh, let me continue to blaze this trail, but tweak it and turn it another way. And eventually your road has become straight and you're moving forward. And the third product, which I think you've already talked about, was Andrew's RSR.com. Are you on Facebook? Is that Andrew Balkon, Balkon, as in Nancy? B as in boy,
no.
A. Go ahead. You know it better than I do. You know yourself better than I do.
Of course. It's Balkon.
On Facebook. Balkon,
B. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. Do you happen to have, we may have time for you to talk about, or if you want to go get back to talking about, which, do you have a favorite of these businesses that you kind of favor, or they all have your equal attention?
It's kind of like having 10 kids. And it's really kind of hard to pick the favorite child, because you love them all the same. So do I spend more time working with one or more? That's usually the case, because some of them need more attention than others. But, yeah, it can be, I don't really have a favorite.
They all work. How do you find time to do all of them?
Balance. It's all about balance.
That's the secret, is balance.
It's all about balance. You only got one life to live. Some people, they spend a lifetime just focusing on one thing. I refuse to do that. I'm going to exercise every talent that God gave me.
Which is, whatever that is, hopefully by the time we get a certain age, we have discovered our purpose. And it sounds like you discovered your purpose at an early age, and you never looked back. You never got into the gangs. You never went down the wrong road. Have you ever thought about having a program to where you might reach the gangbangers, the ex-offenders, the men and women that are coming out of prison, and said, "Hey, I got an entrepreneur position for you here if you're willing to change your life and not make it three strikes and go in and just not never be heard from again." Is that you have any of those type of programs in place or on the drawing board?
I don't have it in place, but as I continue to build my foundation, make it more solid, then I want to venture off into, I call it political streaming, where a lot of times people want stuff, but they're not willing to give up. And they want stuff to be right based on their perception. And the reality of it is it really doesn't work that way. But people's perception of the way things should work is what destroys a lot of households and relationships and stuff. But when it comes down to stepping into those arenas where you're dealing with the political side of, let's say, the jail system, it's all about money. It's all about control. It's all about power. It's all about being able to take a human being and make them an animal or make them a dog. And I see where, you know, some things that I have that I can implement can help change that. But again, it all boils down to money and power. And you have to change that. What's really real? What's real is, what's real to me is when I can come home to my family and hug them and kiss them.
And know that your sacrificing is partly because of them, because you are definitely leaving, it sounds like, 10 legacies.
Yeah, I'm
for
sure
your family.
More. It'll be more. I know it's going to be more. You got too many ideas and concepts and stuff like that. But I'm going to exhaust every opportunity to come up with something I think that can help plant seeds in people's life.
Well, if let me just say real quickly, for anyone who would like to be on the Today's Entrepreneur texting list, so you won't miss today's Entrepreneur Live broadcast, please text the word today to 323-672-4949. Text the word today to 323-672-4949. We have maybe about 6, 7, maybe 8 minutes left. And I want to say for those who still want to call in and have a question for the enterprising Andrew Balkin, my guest this morning, please dial 866-510-9025, or you can dial 704-802-5056. Don't be scared. We're here to serve you, and that's one of the reasons why I do Today's Entrepreneur, because I want to inspire my worldwide listening audience, and I want to thank you for listening around the world. And today, my guest, Andrew Balkin, is a multi-faceted, talented young man that dreamed his dreams, and now he's living his dreams, and that's one of the reasons that we're here, is that we can share backstories, even my own, and that we can inspire today's entrepreneurs or future entrepreneurs to step out on faith and live your dreams, as my guest has done this morning, which is I look forward to having or seeing you in the history books somewhere, or accepting the Entrepreneur of the Year award by some of these Fortune 100 companies, or maybe even having a book written about you. But you're just, and then you're kind and courteous, and some of the people that you hang around are who's who in the sports industry, because you're a tall young man. You're over 6 feet tall. So Andrew has a kind of presence that when he comes into the room, he just lights the room up with that gorgeous smile of his and that sparkle in his eye, and your swagger. It's not too rough. It's just perfect, and he dresses perfectionate. I don't know if you ever thought about getting into the fashion industry. But
really,
don't overload yourself. I don't know if I just gave you an idea there or not, but it's I am so in awe of you. I tell you, each time you talk to me, you tell me or share Andre, this is what I'm doing today, or if I haven't talked to you for about a week or so, and then you spring something else on me, which is if you inspire me whenever I talk to you. And you tell me something else that you've done, or a project you just said check. You keep me inspired, and I feel that I'm the person that should be inspiring. But there's no reason that we can't inspire each other, whether we're friends, business associates, or just inspire a stranger, inspire a young person, or a senior citizen, whatever your nationality. We're here to inspire for those who need that kickstart this morning. And that's your story is definitely inspirational to those that are listening this morning, or to those that are going to be listening to the podcast once Today's Entrepreneur is downloaded. You'll be able to go to Black Talk Radio Network and go to Today's Entrepreneur banner and hit podcast, and you'll be able to listen to the you'll be able to listen to the past podcast, say that a couple of times, and or Andrew's story will be there as well, probably later on today. And Andrew, what are the websites where people can go to look at your different products and or get in touch with you?
Well, the first one would be Andrew's Rubber Stain Remover. That's andrewsrsr.com. The second one would be Shoe like new.com. And the third one would be myprintvibe.com.
And also on Facebook. Facebook, Andrew Balcom. Yeah, are you on LinkedIn as well?
Yes, I am. I have so many different LinkedIn. So just when you put in Andrew Balcom, I'm sure it will come up, either one of them. It's one way. Great. I can stay in contact.
And you just had I don't know if you wake up every morning with ideas or not. What would be one important, advice that you would give a young entrepreneur or anyone that's looking to follow in your footsteps, start their own business, car dealership, or invent their own product? What would be something that you would that they could walk away with today, or if they're listening in the future podcast, that they might be able to inspire or help them get unstuck?
Use a PEAT strategy. It's PEAT. PEAT strategy. Purpose. Why you're doing it. What are you trying to do? The end result, which would be E. What do you want at the end? Money. Feel good. Anything along that line. Agenda, which would be A. How you going to get it done? And then time frame, how long would it take for you to get it done? Those are the strategies that I pretty much use every day. It's called PEAT, P-E-A-T, purpose, end result, agenda, time frame.
Now, that's something I never heard you say. And I just wrote those down for myself. Purpose, end result, agenda, and time frame. In that order, my king?
Yes, that's the order. You can kind of work it around it, but that's kind of like the order.
Okay, whatever works for you in those four concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And doing that on a daily basis, you will most likely succeed, and also throw in there the ingredient of never giving up, live your dreams. Is that right?
Yes. That's right.
Well, this morning has been very inspirational to me. I even called you yesterday and said, Andrew, are you ready for today? And you said, yes, I am. So it's been inspiring, even though we probably have maybe 2 minutes left now. Today's subject with my illustrious, awesome guest, Andrew Balcom, the subject has been driving your dream, and hopefully between myself, your host, Andrea James, and my illustrious guest, Andrew Balcom, we've given you just a little or a big inspiration for you to live your dreams and never give up. It's an awesome day in the neighborhood. And with some of your products, they can go, somebody can possibly start a brick and mortar with the Andrew's RSR, with the shoe cleaner, Shoe Like New, and also My Print Vibe. You can start your own business and say, for you put a little bit of money into each one of those, have a brick and mortar, or even if it's out of your garage, and you can start right there. You will be and never turn back. But this is today's entrepreneur, and it sounds like we're coming to the end of another wonderful, awesome show. My King, Andrew Balcom, I want to thank you for being my illustrious guest this morning. Again, go to Black Talk Radio Network.com. Look for today's entrepreneur podcast for any shows that you want to listen to again, or if you're listening for the first time, and you'll be able to hear all the way from October up until today. Today's show will probably be uploaded sometime today. But in closing, I want to say breaking chains of poverty, creating bonds of prosperity, staying in the black financially by any means necessary, 365 days a year. And that's what my guest has done this morning. Please stay in the black, never give up, live your dreams, and we will see you next time. Thank you, everyone that's tuning in today for the first time, or you're my regular listeners. Thank you. We will hear and see you next time. Thank you.